Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be a part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time that you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
And today's cattle futures market really blasted out of here after a on-feed report on Friday that was considered pretty bullish. The live cattle led the way with October up 272 at 102.07. December's up to 108, up $2.85. And then December was the highest, and February 217 higher, April up $1.40. That cattle on feed report showed an on feed number of September 1st of 99%. They're looking for about 99.3. So right in line with expectations. The placements were the low end of 91%. They're looking for just under 94%. So that was considered to be the bullish portion of the report. Marketed was 98, and they're looking for 98.3. Kind of a trick here to the on-feed report was to decide, yeah, those low placements were low, but why? Was it because the Tyson fire depressed prices, or was it because there's actually less cattle? It's hard to know that, but some people think it's more of the latter. So that lifted the cattle. The feeder cattle were also higher today, September, which expired on Thursday. We're up $1.30 at 141.62, quite a bit above the index. The October's up 230, November up 295. And then the hogs today ended up today up about 220 in December at 68.40.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
It's at the top of the class for two Gene Clearfield varieties in the Central Plains. It's Double Stop CL Plus, another OSU Grazing Grain and Golden Grain wheat variety. Double Stop CL Plus is widely preferred by millers. Double Stop CL Plus tunes out rye and other tough weedy grasses, and it combines high yield, test weight, resilience, and show wheat quality in one variety. Double Stop CL Plus offers a competitive canopy, is acid soil tolerant, and stripe rust resistant. Double Stop CL Plus has been affirmed by the Wheat Quality Council. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
The grain action today ended up mixed here. We had a pretty good rally in beans all day long here, but they kind of tapered off toward the end to be up 8 cents. At one point, they were up about 15 and 16 cents. Then mid-morning, there was an announcement that China had bought 10 vessels, or about 600,000 metric tons of beans from the U.S. with an October to December delivery date, expected to be shipped from the Pacific Northwest, and that helped beans out throughout the day. We also had a mid-morning export report, which was bullish beans. It was 922,000 metric tons. They're looking for 600 to 900. So on the top end, they're a little bit above the range. Corn was 233,000, which was disappointing because we were looking for 400 to 700. And then wheat was right in the middle of the range at 476. Now we have crop progress this afternoon, expected to show a 1% decrease in the crop conditions to 54%. Good to excellent for corn, and 53% good to excellent for the soybeans. So maybe a little bit disappointing there. And then on Friday, the markets retreated on news that the Chinese canceled their Montana and Nebraska trips. The Chinese ag people said they had nothing to do with their talks. So that kind of helped the market out over the weekend and then rally into today. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.